Hi, I'm Sister Mary Reynolds, a sister of the Western Province, and I've had the privilege of working in Mercy International Centre for 11 years. The Deed Box. In November 2010, Mercy International Centre received an unusual gift, a green, rather battered tin box with the words Catherine McAuley stenciled on the outside. The box, now nearly 200 years old, was in fact a deed box and had been in the possession of the law firm Arthur O'Hagan, whose founder Arthur O'Hagan was a partner of Catherine McAuley's friend, accountant and legal advisor, Charles Kavanagh. Incidentally, the current legal advisors to MIA, Mason, Hales and Kern, are directly descended from the original O'Hagan firm. The box was empty, but what a storehouse of memories were contained in it. Perhaps the first documents that were placed in that box were the plans and deeds of the House of Mercy. Did Mr. Kavanagh smile when he saw these signed by Catherine McAuley spinster, maybe the first time he had seen a woman's signature on such documents? Most likely he included a note on the £20 he gifted her in December 1835 to tide her over a temporary shortfall of funds. Considering £20 had the buying power of 16,600 sterling in today's world, the donation would most likely be recorded. Perhaps he filed notes in it on how he intended to advise her regarding the legal letters she had forwarded him about the convent in Kingstown in 1837. What documents did he add when she asked him to represent her interests to the commission when hoping to affiliate Begget Street Poor School with the Board of National Education in 1839. Maybe he included a list of potential donors he could contact about helping her to clear the large unpaid debt of £130 on Booterstown Convent in 1840. The box was likely the first repository of the 11 of Catherine's letters to Kavanagh that are still in existence and date from 1835 to 1841. Most precious of all its contents would have been Catherine's will and codicil, which in Mr. Kavanagh's presence was added by Catherine on the morning of the 11th of November 1841, the day she died. While just an old battered tin box, it serves as a connection for us of a special relationship between Catherine and her friend and advisor. This relationship is beautifully captured in a memory from Sister Vincent Whitty, as she recalled the joy of Mr. Kavanagh's and Catherine's countenances in olden times when trying to arrange for and speaking of the most difficult circumstances and emergencies.